Hello and welcome to Being Well. I'm Forrest Hanson. On this podcast and out in the world of personal development in general, there are an awful lot of ideas. So sometimes it's nice to have one simple thing to focus on. As we continue to interview guests on the podcast, we're asking them for their just one thing they do each day to support their own happiness. So this is Just One Thing with Mark Lesser.
What's the most important thing, Mark, you do inside your mind every day for your own well-being?
I think that I allow my heart to be open. I think for me, it's accessing my, and again, I think it's maybe my own deep sense of caring for my family members, caring for my clients, my friends, caring about our planet, like actually that sense of, so for me, it's like cultivating that sense of care, and it hurts, like it's painful. I was joking with some people this morning about my support group that I've been wanting to form called Buddhists Against Change. Yesterday morning, I walked into my daughter's room in my house, and there was this, I got teary in like, what happened to my little girl? She's 31 now. And I think maybe part of that is tapping into the reality of impermanence, like feeling impermanence and feeling it both from the context of both pain and possibility. So I think I tap into maybe my own heartfelt sense of both pain and possibility.
Very touching. Thank you.
Rick, how would you answer that question?
Oh, I think honestly, the most important thing I do every day is to have the feeling of coming home and coming home to the truth in the moment, true nature, and the feeling of nothing missing and nothing wrong in this moment, and to feel it and to really not just know it intellectually, but to truly kind of out of a tender compassion for the poor, frail, furry, soft animal of the body, its need to feel that in the breath, you know, the visceral core of like home. It's okay, sweetie, we're home.
And Forrest, how would you answer that question? Take your time.
He's a Zen teacher, Forrest.
It's good. See, this is the first for us. No one's ever flipped the question on us before.
That's what these Zen people do.
Yeah, I know. We've definitely gotten a taste of that before. So
pull out the freaking rug from you. Like, drop in. Let yourself drop in and see what
forces that internal inquiry for sure.
All joking aside, I think there are a couple of things. The first thing that I'll say quickly is to remind myself that it's probably really not that bad. And what I mean by that is a lot of things happen in the course of life, and many of them are disruptive on one level or another, from the mildly disappointing all the way up to pretty big moments where we really reevaluate ourselves as a human. And I think that our tendency almost always is to exaggerate just how bad something is. Of course, some things can happen to people that are truly traumatic and horrible. And I definitely don't want to downsell how impactful those experiences are. But generally speaking, I do think that there's a real tendency to blow things out of proportion a little bit internally inside of our own emotional experience. And for me, taking a moment to step back and put whatever's happened in the frame of my broader life, including, frankly, recognizing just how special that one life is and just how fortunate I am to have it, has been really helpful for me personally. I think that that's probably the most active thing that I do in my mind each day for my own well-being around my thoughts. A more kind of in theme with what we've been talking about thing that I've been doing particularly recently is just trying to take a moment to sort of soften. We can get in our heads, we can get tied in our bodies, and I just try to take some moment during the course of my day to remind myself to just relax and kind of be a little bit more open in my carriage and things like that. So little basic practices of softening the body.
Thank you. Thank you. And I have to say, quite the gift for me listening to you, and I'm getting to watch you and sitting next to your dad is like, beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yeah, no, it's really lovely. And we appreciate it. Again, no one's actually flipped the question on us before. So that was a fun little adventure for sure.
Not that I'm competitive, but I want this to be the best podcast ever, you know?
I like it.
Without any gaining idea, but the best.
That was Just One Thing with Mark Lesser. Well, really, this one was Just One Thing with Mark Lesser and Dr. Rick Hansen and me. We each shared one of the most important things that we do in our own mind each day for our own well-being. Mark really emphasized the value of keeping an open heart. If you would like more simple practices like this delivered to your email on a weekly basis, Dr. Rick Hansen has a Just One Thing newsletter. If you would like to learn more about the newsletter, I've included a link to it in the description of today's podcast. We'll be back next week with another full-length episode. So until then, thanks for listening.